10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Anytime.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Geno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sex, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me a man after midnight. I want somebody, help me chase the shadows of the
Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Hello and welcome to Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. It's time for Game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along as the Rough Riders look to avenge a 4-1 loss in the opener yesterday. Frisco coming in with still the best record in all the Texas League and all of AA at 65-38 overall. But they are tied for the best record in the Texas League South in the second half at 21-13 with these Midland Rockhounds. It's game number 104 on the season, game number 35 of the second half, and the Rough Riders and Rockhounds meeting today for the 14th time on the season. Rough Riders have struggled against the Rockhounds on the year. They're just 4-9 against the A's affiliate and just 1-6 here in this ballpark this year. And Frisco looks to turn that around today as they turn to Dane Acker on the mound. The 25-year-old stands 6'2", 189 pounds. This year he's 4-4 with a 3.47 earned run average, making his 17th start on the season. Out of those 17 starts, he's made two of them against Midland this year, a 2.45 ERA on the season against them, and his sixth career start against the Rockhounds this afternoon. It's a 2-3 record for the Rough Riders when he starts in his career against the Rockhounds. He has a 1-1 record, a 4.29 earned run average in his career against the former team that drafted him, the A's, back in 2020 in the fourth round, and an opportunity for him to pitch well against his former team, which he never actually pitched for during his time as he was traded before the 2021 season, before the minor leagues got back underway after the COVID pandemic. So Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders today. On the other side, it's Jack Perkins, who the Rough Riders are very familiar with. He dealt with a right lat injury during spring training and so missed the beginning of the season. But he came back and made his season debut against the Rough Riders, actually in May, back at Riders Field. And the Rough Riders got to him for four runs on five hits over 2 1/3 innings in actually game one of the doubleheader that the two played back in May, on the May 23rd. So the Rough Riders seeing him for the fifth time in his career as he made three starts against Frisco last season, a 4.09 ERA for the former Indiana Hoosier out of Kokomo, Indiana. The A's picked him in the fifth round in 2022 out of Indiana. So Dane Acker for the Rough Riders, Jack Perkins for the Rockhounds. Yesterday we got a chance to sit down with one of the newest Rough Riders, catcher Tucker Mitchell, who will be making his Rough Riders debut starting at catcher tonight. It was a great opportunity to chat with him and get to know him, and we'd like to pass that along to you. It's part two of our interview with Tucker Mitchell as the pregame show rolls along next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Oh, yeah? We welcome you back to Midland here as we're joined on the pregame show by the newest Rough Rider, Tucker Mitchell, a catcher. And you talk so much about guys growing up when they get to pro ball or growing up when they get to college, as we're joined by Tucker Mitchell, Rough Riders catcher. You got to experience that as a 16, 17-year-old, moving to a new state and going to a school like that. How much do you feel like you grew off the field as well?
It was kind of my first time being on my own for a long period of time. And just getting around guys that were similar-minded and figuring out real quickly what works and what doesn't on and off the field. And I think it helped me kind of figure out if I really wanted to do it or not, you know? And it was great. I loved it.
From there, you go to FAU for a year. Kind of an odd season, of course, with 2020 and the COVID year. What was the decision to go there?
That was just a Florida school, same thing. Warm state, can play baseball as much as I can. They got on me early and decided to go there. Didn't really work out. Thought I could have some better opportunities elsewhere. And growing up, I kind of had an idea of wanting to go to junior college. And once the COVID hit, it was kind of just like an eye-opener. If I want to continue my career, I should play as much as I can right away, and going to junior college from there really helped me with that.
And Manatee Sarasota was the school you went to, as we're joined by Tucker Mitchell. What was junior college like? How would you describe your experience in junior college?
It was everything that everybody says it is and more, but I loved it. Myself and one of my teammates, Kevin Karstetter, like, we were in the cage as much as we could be before practice, after practice. It was just, at that point, it was on your own, whether you wanted to make it happen or not. And we just worked at it every day. And my hitting coach there, Rich Glass, he was amazing and a huge part of my success that year in helping me kind of take the next step and further my career, you know.
After that, you went and played in the draft league. And actually played with Mitch Bratt, who was your teammate down in Hickory and then also here with the Rough Riders now. That was such a new thing at the time. What was that experience like?
It was great. I mean, we had some great coaches. Jed Jerko was my manager, who played in the big leagues. Like, he was awesome. I had a bunch of awesome coaches, and it was a pro baseball experience, as close as you can get to it. And it was just awesome.
After the draft league then, you were drafted by the Rangers. What was that day like?
It was crazy. I mean, I had no idea that it was actually going to happen. I had some idea, and I was hoping that it would happen. And I remember just sitting on the couch. My family's all just sitting there. We're just hanging out. Like, I'm just watching the names go on. I see Thomas Ireland, who went to another junior college, also get drafted by the Rangers. And I was like, oh, we played him. And then all of a sudden, I see my name pop up on the TV, and told my dad. I said, hey, I just got drafted. He said, really? And we looked at the TV, and we all freaked out. And then all of a sudden, the phone calls started coming in, and it was crazy. It took me off guard, but so happy that it happened.
Do you remember your first welcome to pro ball moment once you first got here with the Rangers?
In good or bad way?
Yeah,
either way. It was kind of great. It took a while to sign, so I got out a little bit late, but we just showed up, and they kind of just, I went right into it pretty much from what I remember. And it was just a whole bunch of dudes speaking Spanish, and you're kind of staying close to the guys that speak the same language as you at first until you get a little more comfortable. And it was just a whole new experience, a good challenge. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
All right, well, we're so excited to have you here in Frisco. Welcome to Midland, first of all, I guess, and thanks for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Momentum Bank Ballpark, getting you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds here in Game 2 of this six-game series. Frisco falling yesterday 4-1 and looking for a bit of redemption today. As lineup cards get exchanged out in front of us, let's take a look at our starting lineups for both teams. And we start with the Rough Riders, as announced by Kavika Emsley-Pye, the acting manager for the Riders, with Carlos Cardoza taking the week off for his vacation. Alejandro Osuna leads it off in center field, and then it's Josh Hatcher hitting second at first base, and Cody Freeman is the third baseman today. He hits third. Abimelech Ortiz cleans it up at DH, then Max Acosta at shortstop, and Aaron Zavala in left field hitting sixth. Bottom third of the order, it's Luis Mieses, who has hit safely in all six games of the Rough Riders, then Freiner Chavez at second base, and Tucker Mitchell, who you just heard on the pregame show, joins the Rough Riders and makes his AA debut, the catcher hitting ninth. Once again, it's Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Acosta, Zavala, Mieses, Chavez, and Mitchell, the starting nine for the Rough Riders. Dane Acker gets the ball for the Riders, making his sixth career start against these Midland Rockhounds. Here's the lineup he faces for Gregorio Petit's A's affiliate here at the AA level. It's Denzel Clark leading it off in center field, then Brennan Malone at first base, and Henry Bolte, a right fielder, the number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Daniel Zusak slots in at number 5 in that list. He's the catcher today, cleaning it up. Jack Winkler is the shortstop, hitting 5th. And Jordan Groshans is the third baseman. He hits 6th. Euribiel Angeles is the second baseman in the 7th spot. Caden Trinkle, the DH, hitting 8th. And Junior Perez rounds out the card, the left fielder hitting 9th for the Rockhounds. Once again, it's Clark, Malone, Bolte, Zusak, Winkler, Groshans, Angeles, Trinkle, and Perez. Jack Perkins gets the start today on the mound. He makes his fifth career appearance against the Rough Riders. Looking forward to Game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. It's the A's and Rangers affiliates here at the AA level. First pitch in the play-by-play coming up next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
Mm-hmm. Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Go!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a very warm night for baseball here in Midland, Texas, it's time for Game 2 of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as today the Rough Riders look to tie this series up at one game apiece. Frisco, a 4-1 loss last night. And they were held to just one run on three hits, scoring their one run in the top of the ninth inning on an RBI groundout. Frisco looking for a little bit more offense today against Jack Perkins, who makes his second start against Frisco this season and his fifth overall in his career. Perkins earlier this season went 2 1/3 innings, allowing four runs on five hits against these Rough Riders. Looking for a little bit more of that against the right-handed starter. Alejandro Osuna in from the left side. We're ready for baseball as Perkins winds and delivers home the first pitch. It's on the inside corner, a called strike, 0-1, and we are underway at 6:32, just 2 minutes tardy on this Wednesday evening. Happy to have you with us from Midland. Perkins the 0-1. There's a high pop-up left side foul out of play, and it's 0-2 on Osuna, who through 27 games with the Rough Riders is hitting .298. Yesterday he doubled. He has extra base hits in three consecutive games now. He draws a pull side shift on the infield as Perkins delivers in the 0-2. There's a fly ball lifted out to left field, sending Perez back a couple steps. He stops in the alley, plants his feet, makes the catch side saddle to his left, one away. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate now for the Rough Riders, the first baseman. And we are officially underway with the game's first out on this Wednesday night. The Riders coming in with the best record in AA at 65-38, tied with Midland in the second half atop the South Division, both 21-13 in the second half of play. Offering home, swing and a miss. Down below the zone, Hatcher out in front, and it's 0-1. It's a very warm day for baseball, 101 degrees. It's officially our warmest first pitch temperature this season. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hatcher. Swinging a ground ball, top to the left side, off Groshen's glove. Caroms out to the shortstop, Winkler, throw to first, not in time. Wow, nearly a 5-6-3 put out, but instead Hatcher able to beat it out, and it's an infield single. Groshen's reached out to his left, playing into the cut of the grass. It went off the tip of his glove out to the shortstop, Winkler, who was able to grab it but threw off balance onto first and couldn't get enough juice on the throw to get Josh Hatcher, who runs well. He's now 2-for-2 against Perkins this season, and here's Cody Freeman in the 3 spot. And the pitch home. Fastball up and in, but called a strike. 0-1. Mickey Smith has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Daniel, by the way, our first base umpire, and Austin Snow, the crew chief, our third base umpire today. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. A check swing roller down the third baseline. Groshans comes in, picks, throws off balance onto first base, and not in time. Malone off the base. That throw just pulling him off the bag. And Cody Freeman able to beat it out. Rough Riders with back-to-back base runners on balls that didn't leave the infield. and they go base hit. So back-to-back infield singles. Runners at first and second, one out. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who singled against Perkins back on May 23rd, the first time that these two faced each other. Ortiz went 0 for 3 yesterday. Stretch in the pitch. And Ortiz swings and misses a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Defense behind Perkins today. It's Perez, it's Junior Perez out in left. Denzel Clark in center. Henry Bolte in right field. Jordan Groshans at third. Jack Winkler at short. Eribio Angeles is the second baseman. 0-1. And misses high, and it's one ball and one strike. While Brennan Malone is the first baseman, and Daniel Susak does the catching today for Perkins, catching for the second consecutive day. Acting manager Kavika Emsley-Pye, the third base coach for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Just sits a little bit high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. While the first base umpire today is J.T. Heenan. Rough Riders have both Carlos Cardoza, the manager, and Tyler Wolf, the development coach, on vacation this week. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him. 2-2. Another good fastball at 96. Ortiz batting in the cleanup spot. Hatcher leads from second. Freeman from first. And the right-hander is 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Susak's glove. Strike three. So Ortiz down on strikes, and there are two away in this first inning. There's Max Acosta. Acosta, the shortstop today after getting the day off yesterday. Rough Riders still with a good scoring opportunity. Frisco went 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Held to just that one run, and now an opportunity here in the first inning. Here's the first pitch on the way to Acosta. High and tight, one ball and no strikes. Missing up and in with the cutter. Perkins made three starts last year against the Rough Riders. No record, a 4.09 ERA. He Rennie's in the 1-0. Acosta swings and rams it into left field. It drops in for a base hit. Hatcher getting the wave around third. Perez's throw is up the first baseline. Hatcher scores, and the Riders take a 1-0 lead. Max Acosta delivers an RBI single. It's three singles for the Rough Riders in this top of the first inning. And Frisco draws first blood. Acosta with a no-doubt-about-it line drive single into left. And the Riders get to Jack Perkins in this first inning. Aaron Zavala steps in now for the Rough Riders, left-handed batter. The 24-year-old looks back to second and Freeman in the pitch. Breaking ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Perkins stands 6'1", 220 pounds, today making his 12th appearance in 10th start on the year. Here with the Rockhounds, though, is 11th appearance and 9th start. A 5.06 ERA, the 1-0. That finds the outside corner with another breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. In 32 innings, 46 strikeouts, but he struggled with his command. 21 walks. Opponents are just hitting 220 against him, but the Riders already have the three hits here in this first inning. The pitch. Fastball sizzles below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. The three hits he's allowed in this first inning is rather remarkable. There have only been three starts this year that he's allowed more than three hits. One of them was against the Riders. 2-1. Just below the zone, and it's three balls and one strike here on Zavala. The ever-patient Rough Riders outfielder playing in left today. Freeman at second, Acosta at first. They grab their leads. Luis Mieses on deck if we get that far with two down in this first inning. 1-0 Riders, and Zavala calls time. He steps out to adjust the batting gloves. Rough Riders in their road gray tops and bottoms today. Red double R ball cap. It's the white tops and bottoms with the navy ball cap for the Rockhounds today. Perkins with a chest-high set. Glove lowers to the belt. He kicks home. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home plate. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Rough Riders doing what they could not do yesterday and get on the board early. They'd love to get a crooked number here in the first. Payoff pitch. Runners take off. It's a foul ball out of play down the left side. And it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes on Zavala. If nothing else, they're seeing a lot of pitches from Perkins. This next one will be the 7th of the at-bat to Zavala and the 21st of the inning for Jack Perkins. He looks in. He's got his sign. He kicks home. Runners take off again, and it's strike 3 called on the upper edge outside corner. Got him with a breaking ball. And Perkins picks up 2 strikeouts, but the Rough Riders get on the board. An RBI single for Max Acosta. 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up next. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Dane Acker to the mound when we return to the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Denzel Clark leads it off in the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders lead it 1-0. Dane Acker on the mound for Frisco, and the first pitch on the way to the hottest hitter in the Texas League. And Clark checks his swing. He takes a strike with a high fastball. It's 0-1. Denzel Clark, the reigning Texas League Player of the Month in July, hit a whopping .371 with an over 1,100 OPS in the month. As the pitch is chopped out to short, Acosta comes up, picks, throws on the run, and gets Clark. It's the first time the Riders have retired him in the first 2 games of this series. And there's one away. Clark went 4-for-4 yesterday with 2 singles, a double, and a triple. Here's Brennan Malone, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI single. 1-0 Riders, bottom of the first inning. Acker with his shoulders square to his own third base dugout, looks in for his sign, raises the blonde glove, wheels and fires. Fastball sits high, 1 ball and no strikes. The 25-year-old Acker, 6'2", 189 pounds, born in College Station, grew up in Brenham, Texas, just outside College Station, facing the team that drafted him, the Oakland A's affiliate, the 1-0. And that's high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. He was drafted in 2020 in the 4th round, never actually played any games in an Oakland affiliate uniform, as he was traded right before the 2021 season to the Rangers. 2-0. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Went to 3 different schools, starting out at Rice, then to San Jacinto, junior college, and then Oklahoma in 2020. He's making his 17th start with the Rough Riders on this season. He brings in the 2-1. Fastball just a bit high. 3 balls and 1 strike. 4-4 on the season, a 3.47 ERA. And 72 and two-thirds innings, 76 strikeouts, but 35 walks. 3-1. That rides inside, ball four. So he walks Brennan Malone in the first inning. That brings Henry Bolte to the plate, the number 10 prospect in the organization for the A's. Opponents are hitting just .219 against Acker this season. He's 8th in the league in strikeout rate and 8th in the league in batting average against this year. Bolte definitely a strikeout candidate. First pitch. He swings and lines it down the right field line. It drops in a fair ball rolling into the corner. He aces down and dig it out. Malone all the way around to third. He gets stopped right there. And Bolte into second base with a double. Runners at second and third now, and one out in the first inning for Daniel Susak. 1-0 Rough Riders, and right away, Dane Acker in some trouble. Susak, right-handed batter. His inning has gone ground out, walk, double, and Acker finding himself in a bit of a jam. He readies and brings it home. That's on the outside corner, a strike 0-1. Acker has struggled this year with runners in scoring position behind him. Opponents are hitting .295 against him with runners in scoring position. Rough Riders infield plays back. And the 0-1. Susak is swinging a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Four-pitch pitcher, Acker will go with a fastball, curveball, slider, and change. The slider is a new pitch this year and a pitch that has been very important to his success recently. When the slider is on, he's been able to work a lot of his pitches around that. 0-2, fouled back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. And yesterday we saw Ben Anderson in his start go very change-up heavy against this lineup. But Tucker Mitchell is catching Dane Acker for the first time in a Riders uniform as he makes his Riders debut today behind the plate. And so we'll see what the game calling looks like for Mitchell. He has caught Acker before the 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Mitchell's glove. He hangs on for strike three. And Daniel Susak down on strikes. First strikeout for Acker in the second out of this first inning. Riders lead it 1-0 with runners at second and third. Here's Jack Winkler. Right-handed batter who went 3-for-3 yesterday with a double and a homer. Bolte at second, Malone at third, bottom of the first inning. Right-hander against right-hander, Acker readies and fires home. Just inside, 1-0-0. 94 on the fastball. He's been 93-95 with the heater here in the first inning. The right-hander comes to a belt-high set, and the 1-0 pitch. Here's a high fly ball, shallow right field. Mieses chugging in. He slows up coming towards the line, reaches up and makes the grab, and brings this inning to a close. Acker flirts with a little bit of fire, but gets out unscathed in the bottom of the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. 1-0 Riders, the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're to the top of the second inning from Midland. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Frisco leading 1-0. Rough Riders hit the bottom third of the order up to the plate against Jack Perkins. Luis Mies is to be followed by Franer Chavez and Tucker Mitchell. Luis Mies is the left-handed batter. And he has been fantastic so far for the Rough Riders. A hit in at least one hit in every game with the Rough Riders. His first six games. First pitch is a swing and a miss. On a good cutter down and in, it's 0-1. Mies is 9-for-24 in his first six games with the Riders. A .375 average with a home run. 0-1. That's outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He went 1-for-3 yesterday. And on Sunday, it is first Rough Riders home run in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the wind back by the right-hander Perkins in the 1-1. Mieses swings and fouls it into Susak's glove, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' right fielder. Frisco scoring a run in the top of the first inning on a Max Acosta RBI single. If you're just joining us here on this lovely but warm Wednesday night, feels like of 104 degrees here in Midland with an actual temperature of 101. 1-2. There's a floater down the left side foul ground, and it's up onto the warning track and kicks off the sidewall. A foul ball. One ball and two strikes on Mieses here in the second inning. The Riders losing the first game of this series are now just 1-6 here in this building. 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Outside corner. Mieses down on strikes. Third strikeout for Perkins. And there's one away. Franer Chavez bats now. Switch hitter batting from the left side. The performance of the left-handed batters are going to be very important today for the Rough Riders against Perkins, who has struggled against lefties this season. First offering. Slips across the inside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lefties this year are hitting .311 with an over 1,000 OPS against Perkins this season. 0-1. Swinging a foul into Susak's glove, 0-2. Right-handers are hitting just .164 against him with an under .450 OPS. So good to see the Rough Riders with two of their three hits are from right-handed batters today already. Chavez behind in the count, 0-2. And Perkins swivels home. Up and in off Susak's glove, and it's one ball and two strikes. Chavez standing back in from the left side, rests the bat on his left shoulder. Went 0-for-3 yesterday. 1-2 from Perkins. Swinging a chopper, weakly hit past the mound to right side. Second baseman Angeles with a glove flip on to first, just in time. Great play from Angeles. Do or die glove flip. It was kind of a rainbow glove flip, but just got there in time. Ejuribiel Angeles able to get him at first. So one away. Two away now here in the second. And here's Tucker Mitchell for his first career double-A at-bat. And the first pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball outside, 0-1. Mitchell spending some time on the injured list this year, but played a majority of his time with High A Hickory. 0-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. So very familiar with all the players here as he played with a lot of them coming up through Hickory and down east. 23-year-old, a native of Irving, Texas, though grew up in Northern Virginia. 0-2. That's down to the dirt off the outside corner, 1-2. When he was 16 years old, he went to IMG Academy down in Florida, a place that's known for its sports prowess, and then went to one season at Florida Atlantic. 1-2. That's low and outside, 2-2, and then transferred to State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota. Junior college for 1 year and was drafted by the Rangers in the 14th round in 2021. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a chopper off the plate down the third baseline. Groshans comes up, bare hands, whips it onto first and just in time. Wow, a phenomenal play by Jordan Groshans. Throwing him out at first, and it's the final out here in the second. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the second next. 1-0 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning in Midland, Texas. Happy to have you. Rough Riders leading it 1-0. Dane Acker faces Jordan Groshans, Eurybio Angeles, and Caden Trinkle. First three batters. It's 6-7 and 8 in the order. First pitch to the right-handed batting Groshans. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Acker got in and then out of trouble in that first inning. He rocks back here in the offering home. There's a fly ball down the right field line. A long run, and it is out of play. Actually, this is Jeremy Eierman who's taking over, not Jordan Groshans. So Groshans just made a phenomenal play down the third base line, and now Eierman is hitting for him. One ball and one strike. The wind back in the pitch. That's outside, and it's two balls and one strike, so we'll keep an eye on that. It looks like Groshans has exited this game. Right-handed batter, Eierman. And the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive, hit foul into the netting left side, and it's two balls and two strikes. Eierman got the start yesterday at shortstop and struck out three times. Went 0 for 3. For all the trouble that Acker got into in that first inning, stranding a pair, the 2-2, there's a ground ball out to short. Acosta backs up on it in shallow left field. He fields and throws out Eierman. One away. Eurybio Angeles bats in now. Acker only threw 14 pitches in that first inning. Angeles playing in his fifth game here at the AA level. Just promoted from High A Lansing. First pitch.
Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Two for his first 13, just a 154 average with the Rockhounds so far. Originally a farmhand in the San Diego Padres organization. 0-1. It's on the outside corner. Curveball for a strike, 0-2. Angeles was drafted to the A's, traded to the A's organization in the Sean Manaea trade back in 2022. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper down the third baseline. Freeman Fields, a long throw, and it pulls Hatcher off the first base bag. Infield base hit. Angeles is aboard. Really tough play by Freeman, kind of an in-between hop, angling back on it, made the backhanded stop, and then set his foot and just threw it as hard as he could across the diamond. And it was just a little bit offline. A good throw would have gotten him, but Freeman just a little off the mark. Tough play. Here's Caden Trinkle now, left-handed batting DH. Pinwheels the bat a couple times out to the hill. Acker readies, and he throws home. A bunt shown. He pulls back and takes high. It's one ball and no strikes. One out in the bottom of the second. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. Trinkle having a tough year, hitting just 179 on the year with a 526 OPS. 1-0. Breaking ball. Spears the outside corner. A strike. That's the curve from Acker. And it's 1-1. So just 14 pitches in that first inning for Acker, even though he faced five batters and stranded two. That's the big thing for him. If he can be efficient with his pitches, he's going to have a lot of success. This pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. He's averaging about 18 pitches per inning this year. And so that's hurt him in going deep in ball games. He's had just 2 6-inning starts this season. They came back-to-back. 1-2. That misses high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And his start last week against San Antonio, he went 5 innings, didn't allow any earned runs, but he allowed 5 unearned runs in the 4th inning of that game. Rough Riders ended up winning it 11-5. 2-2 pitch on the way to Trinkle. Swing and a miss, changeup away, strike 3. Second strikeout for Dane Acker. 2 gone in the second with a runner at first, and here's the 9-0 hitter, Junior Perez. Perez, a couple walks and 2 runs scored yesterday in the 4-1 loss for the Rough Riders. Angles takes his lead from first. And Acker's first pitch is just inside, 1-0. Rough Riders in Acker's 16 starts are 10-6 this year. He's done a good job of putting them in a position to win. 1-0. That's at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders' bullpen certainly helps out as well with how good they've been. Midland's bullpen has been even better. They're the best in all of minor league baseball by ERA. The Rough Riders have the 3rd best bullpen by ERA in all of minor league baseball. 1-1 offering. That's high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. These two teams are 1-2 in overall ERA in the Texas League, 1-3 in overall fielding percentage defensively. There are two teams that are really predicated on pitching and defense. 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to shallow left. Zavala trotting in. Looking up into the sunshine, he's there to make the two-handed squeeze and retire the side in the second. So Dane Acker allows a base runner, but no harm done. Riders still lead it 1-0 into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. Alejandro Osuna leads things off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the third inning. It's 1-0 Frisco in game two of this six-game series here in Midland. Jack Perkins goes back to work after working a 1-2-3 second in the first pitch. Fits it right down the middle to Osuna, and it's 0-1. Riders center fielder flew out to left field his first time up. Left-handed batter, long hair poking out the back of his red helmet. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down and in. It's 0-2. Osuna has just been on fire since joining the Riders, and he's been really good, especially since July 3rd. It's cherry-picking stats, but his last 24 games, hitting .308. 0-2. He swings and chops it up the first baseline and foul. And it's still 0-2. He also has a .962 OPS during that stretch. Those are both sixth in the Texas League since July 3rd. And he has the most doubles in the Texas League with 9 during that same stretch. Funny enough, when you look at that same stretch since July 3rd, the name on top looks pretty familiar, the 0-2. It's fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. It's Denzel Clark, the center fielder for Midland, who in his last 22 games since July 3rd is hitting .392 and over 1,100 OPS and 5 triples. All those are first in the Texas League during that span. 0-2. That's high and outside. One ball and two strikes on Osuna. Leading it off in the third, 1-0 Riders. Perkins tucks the glove to his chest, looking in for his sign. He's got it. He whips it home. Swinging a chopper again, hooked up the first baseline and foul. And it's still one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have relied on Osuna at the top of the card most of those games. He continues to set the table well. 1-2 pitch. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes. This next pitch will be the eighth to the center fielder. Leads the team in OPS against right-handed pitching, a .939 mark. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down and in for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Jack Perkins. One away here in the third. Josh Hatcher climbs in. An infield single back in the first against him, and is 2-for-2 against Perkins this season. 1-0 Frisco, top of the third. Shadows creeping up on the cleats of Perkins as he gets his sign and wheels home. Lashed foul into the netting left side, and it's 0-1. The shadows currently making it a little bit difficult to hit. His home plate is in the shadow, and so is first base, as the shadows are currently parallel to the first base line. In just about 5 or 6 minutes, the shadows will engulf Perkins as well. 0-1. There's a line drive the opposite way. It's into left field and down for a hit. Hatcher is 2-for-2. He singles the opposite way. His hit back in the first inning extended his on-base streak to 19 consecutive games. It's the second longest active streak in the Texas League. Only Luke Kuechel with Wichita has a longer one. Hatcher aboard with one out here in the third inning, and Cody Freeman stands in, who had an infield single back in the first as well. Right-handed batter, Perkins readies and fires home. That's outside, one ball and no strikes. Freeman, that single, his first hit of the series. He's been a doubles machine this year, has 24 doubles, second in the Texas League, only behind Jack Winkler of Midland, who has 25. 1-0, fouled back. One ball and one strike. Abimelech Ortiz waiting on deck for the Rough Riders. And time called. Pitch clock needs to reset. It does. 1-1. Flying out of play down the right field line. It's 1-2. The Riders scoring just their one run yesterday did not homer. A rarity for what has been a power hitting surge for the Rough Riders as of late. Frisco had homered in three consecutive games before that. 1-2, runner goes. There's a pop up on the right side, and it gets out of play. Hatcher had to sprint back to first base. He takes his hat off, or his helmet off, I should say, and looks like he's a little gassed. Just had to sprint to second, now sprint back to first. One ball and two strikes on Freeman. Perkins has his sign. He readies from the stretch. And the 1-2. Breaking ball up and in. Two balls and two strikes on Freeman. Riders over their last 13 games have hit 14 homers and have an OPS just shy of 750, which is very good for this team. Very good for anybody, really. Throw goes over to first, and Hatcher's back in safely. Freeman leads the team with 13 long balls this year. Wind blowing in from right. And so the opposite way for Freeman. 2-2. He checks his swing and it misses low and outside. He didn't go. We're full at 3-2. The faithful here in Midland really hoping that he went around. He did not. Three balls and two strikes on Free. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. And time called. He steps out. Mentioned that Perkins is out of Indiana. He spent just 1 year as a Hoosier. Initially spent his first 3 years of college at Louisville, where his dad attended before him. 3-2 pitch on the way. Hatcher takes off. It's low. Ball four. Well, Freeman works the walk. Rough Riders have runners at first and second now, and one down for Abby. 16. A good RBI opportunity for Abby in the same situation that he came up in the first inning. Runners at first and second, and just one out. The pitch. That's up, and it's one ball and no strikes, and now he's ahead. Looking to get a pitch to hit. And hit hard. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Perkins was very highly touted out of high school, Kokomo High School in Indiana. He was drafted in the 39th round in 2018, but did not sign. He's the number two pitcher in the state. The pitch. Fouled away down the left side, and it's two balls and one strike. Also was really good at football, too. He was an all-state running back during his time at Kokomo. Instead, decided to go to Louisville. struggled during his time there. 2-1. That's down and in, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. More than anything, he struggled to stay on the field. From 2019 to 2021, he threw just 48 innings, making just 27 appearances for the Cardinals before transferring to Indiana. The pitch, that's fouled back, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz. With the Hoosiers, he made 15 starts in 2022 and had a 5.10 ERA, but the A's liked what they saw. Picked him after that season, and he's had some good moments in the minor leagues for him. Time called, Ortiz steps out. It's 3-2. With one out, we already saw Hatcher move on. Last time it was a 3-2 pitch with one out. See if the Riders want to put this game in motion here. Leading 1-0 in the third, the pitch. Swing and a miss, Ortiz strikes out. Went down and in with a breaking ball. Two down in the fifth, strikeout by Perkins. And Max Acosta stands in now. And Paul Abbott emerges from the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Perkins. Five pitches for the right-hander so far. And I'm sure after Acosta hammered a 1-0 pitch for an RBI single back in the first inning into left field, they want to talk about how to pitch Acosta a little bit. Paul Abbott, longtime big league pitcher. Abbott played parts of 11 seasons in the big leagues, five of them with the Seattle Mariners, including going 17-4 on the 2001 Seattle Mariners as a starting pitcher, a team that won 116 games, the most in the modern era. So runners at first and second with two down, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball away, and it's 0-1. Acosta rammed a single into left. Back in the first inning, a solid base hit. Driving in Hatcher for the only run that's been scored today. 0-1, runners take off. The pitch is low, no throw. Double steal for the Riders. Hatcher steals his 16th, Freeman his 12th. 1-1 on Acosta. And already some action out in the bullpen down the right field line for the Rockhounds as well. The pitch. Acosta checks his swing, and he went. Off the outside corner, 1-2. It's Colin Palouse who's loosening. And the bullpen for Midland. 1-2. Offering in. Outside. 2-2. The Rough Riders have just the one hit with runners in scoring position so far today. 1-4. It was the Acosta single. He has been phenomenal with runners in scoring position this year. 2-2. Line foul out of play down the right side, and it's still 2-2. Acosta this season hitting .313 with runners in scoring position. And time call. Steps out. Acosta has the third most RBIs with runners in scoring position this season, just behind Hatcher and Freeman, the men aboard. Takes a deep breath, shoulders up and down as he stands in from the right side again. 2-2 home. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, inside corner. And Jack Perkins has 6 strikeouts through 3 innings. No runs for the Riders on a hit, no errors, and 2 left on We go into the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders still leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order in the bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. Denzel Clark leads it off for Midland against Dane Acker. And the first offering on the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Rough Riders with their one run and a Max Acosta RBI single in the first inning. And Acker coming back out for his third inning of work. He's been efficient, 22 pitches through two innings of work today. Stranded three on the base pass for Midland so far. Acker looks in for his sign. Right-hander's got it. He winds in the 0-1. Clark swings and misses and lets go of the bat. It goes pinwheeling over near the on-deck circle in front of the Riders' dugout. And it's 0-2. Clark has been murder this season against the Rough Riders. He's hitting .378 against them this season. And he asks for some sticky spray from Brennan Malone, who's on deck. He gets it. And actually wants the pine tar, so he'll get that from the bat boy. The number three prospect in the A's organization, Clark, spent all season with the Rockhounds last year as well. And if you were just to take a peek at the overall numbers, he's been worse this year than he was last year. But he is on some kind of hot streak. Acker ready in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high inside fastball. Clark down on strikes. It's the third K for Acker. One away in the third for Brennan Malone now. Clark, one of the hottest hitters in the league, and you'll take a hot streak right now over overall production as he got off to a slow start. First pitch to Brennan Malone on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Clark, looking at this season and last season, OPS about 50 points lower than it was last year, one less homer in about 20 more games. Pitch home. That's up and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Batting average a little higher, on base percentage way lower, slugging a little bit lower, even though he's fourth in the league in slugging percentage this year at .484. Slugged just shy of .500 last year. Still, very talented player. 1-1. Malone takes low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. A guy who's going to be very formidable in this lineup for sure, and Rough Riders are certainly being careful with him today after him going 4-for-4 yesterday. 2-1 offering to Malone. That's low and outside. Three balls and one strike to the Marietta, Georgia native. Same hometown as Jackson Kelly, Rough Riders reliever, out of the University of Oregon, spending his last year of college there. Open stance, 3-1. Just outside for ball four. Acker thought it was in there for a strike, didn't get the call. Second time that Malone has walked against Acker on a 3-1 pitch tonight. Henry Bolte bats now, a double back in the first inning. 1-0, Rough Riders, bottom of the third inning. We're talking about Bolte being very strikeout prone so far this season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A check swing grounder, foul to the right side, it's 0-1. Bolte originally drafted in the second round a couple of years ago. He turned 21 last Saturday, very young 21. Acker, the 0-1. There's a strike on the outside corner, back picked down to first, not in time, and Tucker Mitchell, as he reached back to try and throw down to first base, he knocked the mask off of Mickey Smith, the home plate umpire. And those two flash a smile at each other. 0-2 on Bolte. He has struck out at least once in all 25 games he's played here in AA. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. He struck out 43 times in 25 games. It's a 38% strikeout rate. Which, just to put that in perspective, if he qualified, that would be the highest strikeout rate in the Texas League by 6%. A lot of strikeouts from Bolte. He struck out twice yesterday, going 0-4. Acker readies from the stretch. The 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes on Bolte. Went to Palo Alto High School, which has a ton of famous alumni. Jock Peterson went there on the baseball side of things, but also the Franco brothers, the actors, James and Dave. Jim Harbaugh, the Chargers coach. Keyshawn Johnson, the former receiver. There's a pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. The slider from Dane Acker. He picks up the strikeout. Fourth K for Acker. First time Bolte's gone down looking. Two down for Daniel Susak. Jeremy Lynn also went to Palo Alto High School. Same high school as Bolte. So Susak steps in now, who struck out swinging back in the first. 1-0 Riders in the third. The pitch. That's popped skyward to the right side and out of play. It's 0-1. What has turned into a very pleasant night for baseball. It's obviously more of a dry heat out here in West Texas than it is in North Texas, where the Rough Riders are, or South Texas, where they just were. The pitch. And that's just below the zone. It's one ball and one strike. So it's much more pleasant, even though it was 101 degrees at first pitch. It's cooled down now to 100. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Down and in on the changeup, and it's 1-2. Changeups look good for Acker so far. This will be his 17th pitch of the third inning, his most laborious so far, and the offering is low and outside off Mitchell's glove, back behind him to the right. And Malone takes second. Pass ball. Pass ball on Tucker Mitchell. Two balls and two strikes. The pick. Swing and a miss. He got him down and in with a changeup. He strikes out Susak. It's his fifth strikeout through three innings. Rough Riders still lead it 1-0. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up,
baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Frisco leads it 1-0 into the top of the fourth inning. Six strikeouts for Jack Perkins through his three innings of work, and he goes to work here against Aaron Zavala, Luis Mieses, and Freiner Chavez, 6-7-8. First pitch glides just inside. One ball and no strikes. A run on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. No runs on two hits and no errors for the Rockhounds today. 1-0 pitch. That's up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Just to put it in perspective, we are about an hour into this game and starting the top of the fourth inning, which is a little bit longer pace than a normal game, but not too bad. 2-0. There's on the outside corner a strike, and it's 2-1. At this juncture yesterday, we were in the bottom of the fifth inning. Yesterday played at 2 hours and 6 minutes, tied for the fastest game in 9 innings the Riders have played this season. 2-1, fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Every game can't be like that. Riders are averaging 2 hours and 38 minutes this season for a 9-inning game. Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch to Zavala. Down and in, and it's 3-2. And you get asked so often about the pitch clock and really what it has done to the game of baseball. And you ask a lot of people now, with this being the second full season in the major leagues and the third season here in the minors. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and Zavala's down on strikes. 7 strikeouts for Perkins. One down, and Luis Mieses bats now. 1-0 Rough Riders. Well, if you look back at the 2021 season, the last season the Rough Riders had that didn't have the pitch clock, they averaged 3 hours and 3 minutes a game. So a 25-minute difference per game thanks to the pitch clock. First pitch, Mieses swings, breaks his bat, grounds it softly back to the left of the hill. Perkins off to his left. He's got it. And underhand toss in the first to get Mieses. They're two away. Two up, two down in this fourth inning, and Jack Perkins faces Freiner Chavez now with the Riders leading 1-0. 25 minutes is a long time in a game. And the best part of it all is all it does is take out 25 minutes of standing around. It's not taking out any action at all. Pitch clock has been a wonderful thing for this game, and it's made it a lot more watchable. The pitch. A bunt by Chavez down the third baseline. It's foul, and it's 0-1. I think even the baseball purists will agree with the pitch clock being a good part of this game. The only thing that has come up has been pitcher injuries, but I think it goes a little bit deeper than the pitch clock. No balls in one strike on Chavez. Two outs, bases clear in the top of the fourth inning. Offering home. Swing and a miss down in front. It's 0-2. Change speeds on him there. A little bit better crowd tonight than we had last night here in Midland. They announced about 1,800 yesterday. 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes on Chavi. He grounded out to second his last time up. Angeles made a glove slip onto first to get him. Perkins with a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Down and in for his eighth strikeout through four innings. Riders go down quietly in the fourth. They still lead it 1-0. We go bottom four next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Rockhounds. Happy to have you along. Jack Winkler stands in. Right-handed batter. First pitch from Dane Acker. It's over on the inside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. Winkler flied out to right his last time up in the first inning. Acker has stranded one in every inning except for two in the first. 0-1. Way outside. One ball and one strike. He's been very efficient, though. Acker is averaging 18 pitches an inning this season. He's averaged just 13 per inning in his first three innings tonight. 1-1. That's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Winkler. The shortstop who is first in the Texas League with 25 doubles. And another one last night. 1-2. Just outside, barely missing. Two balls and two strikes on the shortstop. Jeremy Eierman is on deck, and then on a Rebiel Angeles after him. The pitch, that one's high, and it's three balls and two strikes. And this is where Acker has run into some trouble when he goes into a lot of full counts. With that pitch count, it's his first full count today. He brings in the 3-2. Swing and a foul into Mitchell's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Sixth strikeout for Dane Acker today. Here's Jeremy Eierman. 1-0 Rough Riders. Eierman bounced out to short. In the second, taking over for Jordan Groshans, the pick. There's a foul into Mitchell's glove, and it's 0-1. Acker has looked good with that fastball changeup combination down and in to right-handed batters today. That time the fastball. 0-1. That's fouled back, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders would obviously like Acker to go deep in today's game, but good news is they're in pretty good shape with their bullpen today if they need to use a couple of arms. 0-2. Chop foul at the plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. First goal in the U is Damian Mendoza and Larson Kendrick in yesterday's game. So they still have a bunch of guys available who not only are available, but can go multiple innings in the bullpen. Not a bad place to be in the second game of the series. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He elevated the fastball. Strike three. Dane Acker, 7 strikeouts. 2 down. A lot of strikeouts in this game. Rough Riders have struck out 8 times against Jack Perkins through 4 innings. Dane Acker has 7 strikeouts through 3 2/3. Here's Angeles in the first pitch. It's inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Angeles, an infield single to third, back in the second. Eusebio Angeles, right-handed batter, 1-0. Check swing on a pitch below the zone. He went around, and it's 1-1. Acker has been a fly ball pitcher this year. He's 6th in the Texas League in fly ball rate on the year, but today it's been the strikeout. Hasn't really needed the fly ball much. The offering. That's lined the opposite way. Down the line, it lands in a fair ball, rolling on Miesis. He backhands. Angeles trying for 2. The throw is in time. Miesis cuts down Angeles at second base. And just like that, the fourth inning is over. Miesis able to backhand it, set his feet, and throw him out. And the Rough Riders still lead 1-0 to the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge, plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Well, Dane Acker is cruising through 4 innings of shutout baseball, and the Rough Riders lead it 1-0 into the top of the 5th inning. Tucker Mitchell, the catcher, leads it off. Jack Perkins with 8 strikeouts through 4 deals home. It's low and outside, 1-0. 15 combined strikeouts between these two teams through 4 innings. That is not a lot of balls put in play. Here's the 1-0. That's low and outside, 2-0. 7 combined hits, though. The Rough Riders with 4. And the Rockhounds with 3. was the first inning that the Rockhounds did not strand a runner. 2-0. Mitchell swings and hits into the air. Fouled on the right side. It's 2-1. Mitchell grounded out to third. And Jordan Groshans, his first time up, was robbed on a really nice play by the third baseman. His double-A debut today. 2-1. That one misses high, and it's 3-1. Frisco's only run today, an RBI single by Max Acosta in the first inning. Perkins has really settled in since then. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball. It's through the left side and into left field. Tucker Mitchell has his first career double-A hit. On a 3-1 pitch, a hard ground ball single into left field. Now the Rough Riders catcher getting aboard. And here's Alejandro Osuna. The Rough Riders catchers have been really good offensively this year for the Riders. And so Mitchell fitting right in, picking up a base hit. Osuna, a left-handed batter. And the first offering. A bunt up in the air, popped up right back to the pitcher. Perkins doesn't even have to move. He just stands there and makes the catch. One away, and here's Josh Hatcher. One nothing Rough Riders. Mitchell takes his lead off of first. Hatcher's 2-for-2 today with a couple singles. Offering in. Hatcher swings, chops it weakly, past the mound, out to second. Angeles tries to barehand it, and it's off of his barehand and down below him. Hatcher's aboard with his third consecutive single. Mitchell down to second base. The Rough Riders with runners at first and second and just one out here in the fifth inning and a chance to add on against Perkins. Great opportunity here. It was a slow chopper that just got past Perkins. It was just to the right of the mound. He reached down, and it was inches away from him. And Angeles, a do-or-die chance with the bare hand. It went off of his bare hand, and another infield hit. First pitch to Freeman is just outside. A check swing, and he didn't go. 1-0. Freeman is single and a walk today. Ryder is now with 6 hits on the offensive side. 3 infield hits out of the 6. 1-0. Pop foul on a play down the right side, 1-1. Rough Riders have the longest active streak in the Texas League of games with at least one extra base hit. They've gone 26 consecutive games with at least one extra base hit. They do not have an extra base hit yet today. One one. Chopped foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2 on the Riders' third baseman. Frisco has really struggled with runners in scoring position as of late. They're 1-for-5 today. Coming into today in their last 13 games, hitting just 162. Just 18 hits with a runner in scoring position in their last 13 games. 1-2. Freeman chops it foul again into the Riders' dugout. Nice play by John Goble, Riders' pitching coach. Showing off that athleticism, reaching over the railing and picking it with his left hand. Still 1-2. Kenny Holmberg, the field coordinator in there in the dugout, and he's talking a little smack to Goble. Those two laughing about it. Athletic-looking play by the pitching coach. 1-2 here on Freeman still. Runners at first and second. Pitch home. In the air to the right side and foul out of play, and it's still 1-2. Outfield shift to the opposite way with Denzel Clark in center field playing at a right center. There's a massive alley in left center field, and Hatcher runs well at first. 1-2. Freeman swings, chops it out in front of the plate. Perkins off the mound, bare hands, throws onto first just in time. Freeman out 1-3. Both runners move up, though. Hatcher up to second. Mitchell down to third. And Abimelech Ortiz has a couple ducks on the pond, if you will, here in the fifth inning. Frisco, 1-0 advantage. Ortiz has struck out swinging twice against Perkins as the Riders look for their first inning without a strikeout against the right-hander. Here's the stretch and the offering home. Bounces in the dirt. Great block by Susak on that one out in front of home, saving a run. One ball and no strikes. Before today's game, Mitchell catching for the first time here in this ballpark was standing at home plate with a bucket of balls and throwing them against the backstop, trying to see if it hits here, how's it going to bounce off? Here's the stretch in the 1-0. That's below the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. And so if a ball does get away, he'll know how it's going to bounce off and how to proceed to be aggressive or not. It's a net here at the ballpark that goes almost all the way down to the ground. There's about 6 inches of padding at the bottom. 2-0. There's a fly ball out of play, foul down the left side, and it's two balls and one strike on Ortiz. And so balls that hit that netting will bounce back pretty quickly. Balls that hit that 6 inches of padding at the bottom will deaden. Here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 2-1 to Ortiz. Just inside, three balls and one strike. First base is open. Max Acosta on deck, who has the lone RBI today for the Rough Riders. Perkins dangles his right arm, gets his sign. Right-hander readies. 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back, 3-2. Got a fastball at 96 over on the outside corner. Got his hands extended, just couldn't get the barrel to it. Three and two. He brings it in. Breaking ball, ground ball up the middle, right to the shortstop Winkler. Behind the second base bag, he fields and throws out Ortiz, inning over. No runs for the Riders on two hits, no errors, and two left on. Bottom five next. Frisco leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And Trinkle leads it off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage here in game two of this six-game series. Trinkle a strikeout victim against Acker in the second. Eight-hole hitter in the first pitch. He swings and flies it out of play down the left side. It's 0-1. Acker with 7 strikeouts through 4 innings today. His season high is 9 as strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. That sits high at the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. His career high is also 9. It was earlier this season against Amarillo on the road. Across 4 2/3 innings, he struck out those 9. 1-1. Curveball, strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Much more efficient so far today. 52 pitches through 4 innings. That's just 13 pitches an inning. The offering, that's high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He got a great defensive play behind him back in the 4th when Eribio Angeles tried to stretch a single into a double, and Luis Mieses threw him out at 2nd. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acker brings it in. Breaking ball popped up left side. Third baseman Freeman coasted to foul territory, reaches up to make the catch. There's the first down. Junior Perez stands in now. Perez flying out to left his last time up. Right-handed batter. Acker fires. That's down. Missing with a changeup. First offering, 1-0. Rough Riders starters have just been fantastic over the last 7 games with a 1.57 ERA, and Acker just perpetuating that. The 1-0. That's high, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Overall, in the last 7 games, the Riders a 2.18 ERA. They have been pitching very well. They just haven't been scoring a ton. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper foul off his own foot. 2-1 on Perez, and he limps off to his left side. He has that shin guard and top of the foot guard, but it hit off the inside part of his left foot. Ugh, got just below that pad. So he's limping over on the left side behind home plate. Eric Fast is the athletic trainer. He's at the top step in the Rockhounds dugout looking at Perez. Looks like he's going to stay there. Perez is going to be okay. One ball and two strikes. Acker already ready up on the hill. He flutters the glove and deals home the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty curveball off the outside corner. 2-2. Perkins on the other side has 91 pitches to his name. So some action out of the bullpen for Midland. Nobody's quite throwing yet, though. A little bit surprising. Acker rocks in the 2-2. Fouled away back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Earlier today, the Rangers, they fell to the Astros, losing that series. 6-4, the final score. And Globe Life. 2-2. Low and outside. We're full at 3-2. And so they fall now 5.5 back of the Astros and Mariners. Seattle plays Detroit tonight. That game, first pitch in about 40 minutes. Offering is outside, and Acker lost him. Ewoks Perez, his 3rd free pass he's issued today. Denzel Clark stands in now, top of the card. 1-0 Riders, bottom of the 5th. The Rangers will be off tomorrow and then a really tough road trip. They'll be in Yankee Stadium for 3 and then in Fenway Park for 3. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Clark. Bottom of the zone. Fastball for a strike, it's 0-1. Starts a stretch of 12 straight days without an off day for the Rangers. There's the 0-1. Swinging a soft bouncer over to first. Hatcher's got it on to 2nd for 1. Acosta to first. Not in time. Acker covering the bag. So they do get the lead runner Clark runs very well, and he's safe at first on the fielder's choice. That goes 3-6. Brennan Malone stands in. 1-0 Riders, bottom of the fifth. The Rangers will go 3 in New York, 3 in Boston, then back home for 3 against Minnesota and 3 against Pittsburgh. Before an off day and a road trip going to Cleveland and Chicago. It's not going to be very easy in this next little stretch. First pitch on the way to Malone, who Acker has walked twice. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider away, and it's 0-1. Looks like Jackson Kelly is starting to loosen to the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. Oh, 1. Outside corner for strike 2, 0-2. Two outs, runner at first here in the fifth. Acker trying to go 5 innings for the third consecutive start. 0-2. Just high, missing with a fastball. 1-2. Outfield to pull, infield to pull. Clark leads from first with 19 steals. And draws a throw. He's back in on his belly. Malone fourth in the Texas League with 98 hits this year. He's had a really good season. Acker stretches. 1-2. Down and in. Mitchell blocks. 2-2. Flags stagnant against their poles in left center field. Acker back up onto the hill. Probably a little bit more of a laborious inning than he would have liked. It's his 19th pitch of the inning. Before that, a throw over to first. Clark back in on his feet. He's held the Rockhounds so far to just 3 hits through 4 2/3 innings, trying to make it 5 even here. He looks in, he's got his sign, and he whips in the 2-2 to Malone. It's low and outside, missing with a slider. 3-2. And even though he's at just 70 pitches, if he walks Malone here to bring up Henry Bolte, we might see a mound visit. Season high 91 pitches. He stretches in the 3-2. Clark runs, fouled back. Still 3-2. Acker's last start here in Midland. He went 6 innings, allowing 3 runs. All 3 of them were in the 6th. He was dominant through his first 5 innings, similar to he has been tonight, but arguably more so in that start. He readies and brings it. There's a line drive into left field. It's down for a base hit. Clark stops at second base. Runners at first and second now with 2 down. Malone just kind of looped it up over shortstop into left. Henry Bolte bat. And John Goble is going to go have a chat with his right-hander. The entire infield joins. Hey, Rough Riders fans, after winning the first half in the Texas League South, The Rough Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. They'll host at least one game on September 19th and an if necessary game in the first round of the 20th. If the Riders advance, they'll host one game of the Texas League Championship Series on September 22nd. Don't miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com for the Rough Riders playoff run. Henry Bolte today is 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. As we mentioned, very strikeout prone. Runners at first and second. Riders leading 1-0, 2 outs in this bottom of the fifth inning. Clark leads from second. Malone from first. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. This might be Acker's final batter with Kelly warming up in the bullpen. The right-handed sidearmer. Susak, the right-handed batter on deck. Acker brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball below the zone, 0-2. To imagine he's not going to throw Bolte a strike here. See if he's going to chase. Guy is striking out 38% of the time. And Acker steps off, wants a redo of the signs. He looks in, he's got his sign. Peers back to second base, swivels home with the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Acker, 8 strikeouts through 5 innings. And he's throwing 5 shutout frames tonight here in Midland. We go to the top of the 6th inning, 1-0 Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Max Acosta starts it off in the 6th inning against Colin Palouse out of the bullpen. Jack Perkins done in his start across 5 innings. And we see the bullpen for the first time today. Palouse, the right-hander, with long hair poking out the back of his ball cap. He deals home to Acosta and misses up and in 1-0. The right-hander Palouse, 26 years old, a native of Baltimore, Maryland, out of Wake Forest. A starter 2 years ago with the Rockhounds and has transitioned into the bullpen. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Pitched for AAA Las Vegas last season, though struggled with a 6.78 ERA. Is bounced in between here in Las Vegas this season. 19th appearance with Midland on the year, a 1.97 ERA. 2-0. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field. Bolte back on the run into the alley, reaches up and paws it out of the sky. One away. Palouse retires Acosta for the first out in the sixth inning. Riders leading 1-0. Final line for Jack Perkins. He allowed one run on six hits over his five innings. He struck out eight and walked one. Both pitchers striking out eight batters through five innings. Here's the stretch and the offering home. And it's on the inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders trying to get some offense going. Frisco has had base runners in three of the five innings. And multiple hits in two of the five innings. Just one run to show for it, though. 0-1. That hovers outside. It's one ball and one strike. Seen plenty of Palouse over the years with the Rough, or with the Rockhounds, I should say. Right-handed pitcher throws from the third base side of the rubber. He offers in. Zavala cracks it into left field the opposite way, right at Perez, who jogs over towards the line a couple steps and reaches out to make the catch. Two up, two down in the sixth inning, and here's Luis Mieses. Palouse has made two appearances against the Riders this season. 3 2/3 innings scoreless baseball, but he has allowed five hits. First pitch to Mieses. There's a swing and a high fly ball out to right field. Bolte heading back into a back pedal at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Three fly ball outs for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning, down quietly. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom six next. And Frisco turns to their bullpen. It's Jackson Kelly when we come back. 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Jackson Kelly, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. He faces Daniel Susak, Jack Winkler, and Jeremy Ironman. 4-5-6, first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Kelly, the right-handed side-armer out of Marietta, Georgia. Dane Acker done after five innings, allowing four hits in shutout baseball. Kelly deals. There's a line drive the opposite way. Down the line, it drops in fair. Mieses over to get it in the corner. He backhands. Susak heading for second. Mieses' throw is not in time. And off of Acosta's glove, he has to go track it down. But Susak holds it second with a leadoff double against Kelly. Jackson Kelly gives up the leadoff extra base hit. Second extra base hit today for the Rockhounds. 1-0 Frisco, and here's Jack Winkler. Acker struck out eight and walked three in his start. Rough Riders turn it over to their bullpen now, a bullpen that has been second best in the Texas League and the third best in all of minor league baseball. Midland has been the only one better in the league. Here's the pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Winkler today is 0-2. Kelly just joining the Rough Riders from High Hickory, the 24-year-old, making his third appearance with Frisco. He's earned two wins with the Rough Riders in his first two outings. 3 1/3 scoreless. 0-1, swing and a miss. Up and out, and it's 0-2. Three strikeouts for him. One walk, one hit batter. Only the second hit that he's allowed, and he has been devastating against right-handed batters this year. He readies, whips in. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high outside slider. So Winkler down on strikes. One away. First strikeout for Kelly. Ninth K for Rough Riders pitching. And here's Jeremy Ironman. With Hickory, right-handers hit just 133 against him. Lefties 177. First pitch. Ironman, the right-handed batter, takes a strike. The first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Fastball will be in the 80s. Kelly also throws that sweeping breaking ball that most sidearmers do, be in the mid-70s. He sets and fires. Swinging a topper back to the hill. He leaps up, grabs it, sets his feet, and throws him out at first. Nifty play by Jackson Kelly. Two outs here in the sixth inning, and that brings Aho Rubiel Angeles to the plate. Angeles is 2 for 2 with a couple singles today. Kelly has an arsenal of a sinker, slider, changeup, and a cutter as well. First pitch to Angeles. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Rubiel playing in just his fifth game here with Midland. After coming up from High A. Two outs, runner at second. Kelly trying to strand him right there. The left-handed batter on deck. You want him to face as many righties as he can. 0-1. Up and outside. One ball and one strike. And with this being just a one-run game, there's nobody loosening in the bullpen. And if he can get through this little stretch here and only face the right-handers and bring somebody else in the seventh, that would be ideal. 1-1 pitch. Inside, off of Mitchell's glove. And Susak down to third on the second pass ball today by Mitchell. Two balls and one strike. And his double-A debut, Mitchell with a base hit on offense, but a couple pass balls behind the plate. First one did not come back to bite the Rough Riders. Brennan Malone moved from first to second back in the third and was stranded there. Kelly brings it. There's a high pop-up on the right side of the infield. Hatcher, the first baseman, back. Both feet on the outfield grass near the foul line. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Well, Jackson Kelly allows a leadoff double, but it pitches around it, and it's still 1-0 Riders to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
electricity.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the seventh inning, and Colin Palouse back out onto the mound. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage, trying to pad that lead. Freiner Chavez, Tucker Mitchell, and Alejandro Osuna, 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders. Chavi steps in from the left side, and time is called as they're trying to make sure the grounds crew gets off the field in time. Looks like they're good to go. Chavi 0-for-2 with a ground down to strike out today. Palouse induced 3 fly ball outs in the sixth inning. He readies and fires. And it's outside 1-0. We had the drive in a couple days ago. Actually, it was yesterday, now you think about it, from San Antonio, where the first leg of this road trip was for the Rough Riders. There's the 1-0 to Chavi. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. And as we were driving in, we saw a lot of pump jacks. And for those who don't know, pump jacks are the things that look like dinosaurs that bring oil out of the ground. Here's the 2-0 pitch. There's a fly ball found on the left field line, and it's 2-1. I think that'd be pretty cool for an alternate identity for the Rockhounds, the Midland Pump Jacks. The reason they're called the Rockhounds is there's a lot of oil and geology here in the area, and geologists are called Rockhounds as well. The pitch, that's low, and it's 3-1. 2 mining picks, making an M is their logo. The pump jacks would be pretty cool too. You could have the pump jacks even make an M also. They look kind of similar. 3-1. There's a swing and a ground ball leaking into right center. It's in for a base hit. Freiner Chavez with the first Rough Riders hit since the fifth inning. Leading off the seventh. Runner aboard for Tucker Mitchell, who singled in the fifth for his first career double-A hit. Mitchell, right-handed batter. The pump jacks are all over the place. It's pump jacks and turbines, windmills on the way over here. The pitch is down and in, and it's 1-0. Not a lot going on in that drive from San Antonio to Midland. Infield up the middle at double play depth. 1 ball and no strikes. Throw goes over to first, and Chavez back in. It's kind of a five-hour triangle. 5 hours from here to Midland, 5 hours from Midland to San Antonio, and 5 hours from San Antonio to Frisco. 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1 to Mitchell. So instead of going home and then heading out here, the Riders just stayed the day off in San Antonio and came on over to Midland. Palouse readies. 1-1. Down and in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Riders 1 run on 7 hits and no errors. The Rockhounds no runs on 5 hits and no errors. Palouse stretches, and the right-hander brings it. Swinging a chopper to third. Ironman's got it onto second for 1. Throw to first, double play. Five, four, three. Twin killing around the horn. 2 outs. Just about as routine as it gets for a third baseman. It's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card now. 1-0, Rough Riders leading. On the back of an RBI single for Max Acosta in the first inning. First pitch home. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. Osuna 0-3 today with a fly out to left, a strikeout, and he popped up a bunt back to the pitcher, Perkins, who got the start today. A one offering. It's low and outside, 1-1. There's nobody loosening out in the Riders' bullpen, so it'll be Jackson Kelly again when we go to the bottom of the seventh. And he'll have a left-hander, Caden Trinkle, to lead it off, and then two right-handers for the right-handed side armor. 1-1. Up and in, 2-1 to Osuna. As mentioned, the Riders have plenty of relievers available today. Andy Rodriguez, Skylar Hales, Reed Burlingmeyer, Seth Clark, Ricky DeVito. Nick Krauth and Brian Chee are also available, but those two will be in long relief later in the week. 2-1. Fits across the outside corner. A strike. It's 2-2. Osuna talking with Mickey Smith, the home plate umpire, making sure he heard right, and it was a strike. Making sure he had it on the outside corner as well. He draws a pull side shift in the infield. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palouse has his sign and stretches. He fires up and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes with Josh Hatcher waiting on deck. Hatcher 3-for-3 today. He has 3 of the 7 hits for the Riders. Payoff pitch. Bounces in the dirt, ball 4. Alejandro Osuna works a walk. Rough Riders with a 2-out base runner here in the 7th inning, and Hatcher looking for his 4th hit stands in. He has 3 singles, 2 of the infield variety, and 1 in opposite field, single into left. A 19-game on-base streak for Hatcher. Already during this 19-game on-base streak, a .388 on base percentage, a .304 batting average, but just going up. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Osuna leads from first. Offering home. Hatcher takes a strike, perfectly located on the outside corner, knee level with a fastball, and it's 0-1. The Riders have been either boom or bust with base runners in this game. That's kind of all you can be. Either you get a base runner or you don't. Throw over to first, and Osuna's back in. But 3-1-2-3 innings. They've gone every other inning with a base runner. The runner is in the first, third, fifth, and now the seventh. Only 1 run, though. They lead it 1-0. Palouse fires. Popped up on the left side. It leaks foul and out of play, and it's 0-2. Hatcher has the batting average back above 290 now at 293. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Palouse stretches, peering back at second. 0-2. And the pitch is cut on and missed for strike 3. So the Riders get a base runner, but cannot score. No runs on 1 hit. No errors, a runner left on. It's time to stretch here in Midland. Rough Riders still lead it 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jackson Kelly back out for another inning in the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco a 1-0 advantage in game two of this series. 8-9-1 due up Caden Trinkle, Junior Perez, and Denzel Clark. The Rough Riders had a 1-0 win last week, and it was their first one in almost two calendar years. First pitch. No one misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes to the left-handed batter from the right-handed side armor. And now they lead 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And not saying this score is going to hold, but that'd be pretty crazy to not have a 1-0 win in 2 years. This pitch cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. And then have two within a week span. Frisco won 1-0 in San Antonio last week. The pitch. Line foul into the netting left side, 1-2. That was back on Thursday of last week, 6 days ago. Trinkle is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a pop-out. 1-2 offering from Kelly. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Kelly allowed a double to Daniel Susak to lead off the sixth inning, but then struck out Jack Winkler, got Jeremy Ironman to bounce back to him, and got Angeles to pop out to first base. He pitches. Breaking ball just sits outside, and we're even at 2-2. More action out of the bullpen for Midland as well. As Colin Palouse has gone the last couple innings. It's Ryan Cusick, the pitch. There's a ground ball through the right side and into right field. It's a base hit for Trinkle. Like an elevated slider at the top of the zone, and Trinkle just turned on it and grounded it through the right side. Well, he gives up a base hit to Trinkle, and Junior Perez, the right-handed batter, bats now for the Rockhounds. Perez 0-1 with a walk. He's walked three times in the first two games here in Midland. Kelly readies and fires. He shows bunt, and Perez bunts it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Cody Freeman was right on it, the third baseman charging in. Midland trying to play a little small ball with Gregorio Petit, their manager, down the third baseline, signaling it out. 0-1 on Perez. We'll see if he squares again here with Hatcher holding on the runner at first in Trinkle, and Freeman well in on the cut of the grass. Kelly whips it over to first. Perez did not show bunt on first movement. Let's see if he swings away here. Kelly has his sign. He readies from the stretch. 0-1. There's a high pop-up out to shallow left field. Zavala trotting in. Osuna cuts over from center. It's Osuna who makes the catch. He calls off Zavala. Fly out to center field, one away, and Denzel Clark bats. And boy, is that huge not to have a runner in scoring position for Clark. He's 0-3 today after a 4-4 day yesterday. Hitting over 390 since the month of July started. Kelly fires. Check swing, strike. Inside corner with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Side armor, an incredibly difficult at bat here for the right-handed batting Clark. One out runner at first. He would love a hard ground ball here to somebody in the infield. 0-1. He swings and chops it foul back behind home. It's 0-2. The right side of the infield is entirely open with Freiner Chavez, the second baseman, playing almost just about as far as he possibly can to his right towards the second base bag, while still being legal and being on quote-unquote his side of the second base bag. Kelly readies, 0-2, outside, one ball and two strikes. Clark hitting .378 against the Rough Riders this season with an over 1,100 OPS coming into today. He'll obviously take a hit with his 0-for-3 start. Oh, 1-2 is outside. Slider just kept on going off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Kelly, who was an infielder in high school and kind of naturally threw from a sidearm slot, got transitioned into a sidearm pitcher in college. 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Right-hander looks in. He's got his sign. 3-2 pitch. Check swing, and he did not go. It's ball four. Trankle down to second. Clark aboard with a walk. Runners at first and second. One out. Here's Brennan Malone. Nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen. Malone is 1-for-1 with two walks today. First pitch. Way outside on a slider. 1-0. 1-0 Riders, and Mitchell calls time. He's going to go out and chat with his right-hander. And John Goble joins as well, as does the rest of the infield. Well, these are two guys who work together a lot, and Mitchell and Kelly, both coming up from High A Hickory in the last week. Rough Riders seeing a lot of movement, a lot of new faces in the last couple weeks. All on this road trip. 4 new players joining the team. And Mitch Bratt, Marcin Kindrick, Jackson Kelly, Tucker Mitchell, I guess 5, and Luis Mieses as well. We've added Damian Mendoza, who's been up and down this year, joining the Rough Riders. A lot of new faces on this Rough Riders team. Yeah, the beginning of August. One ball and no strikes on Malone as the mound visit is over. Runners at first and second. One down in the seventh inning. The pitch. Malone cracks it into right center field. Osuna on a dead run. It's out of his reach in the alley and down. Trankle around third. He comes across to score. Now the runner, Clark, coming around. It's a two-run double for Brennan Malone. And just like that, Midland takes the lead. It's 2-1. Brennan Malone, a two-run double into right center field. And Midland takes the lead. It's 2-1. And now some action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. It's Skylar Hales who starts to loosen, and Kavika Emsley-Pye says that's it for Jackson Kelly. So he exits the dugout. Riders trail 2-1, bottom of the seventh inning. Pitching change will bring Skylar Hales out. And Rough Riders needing a big out. Been a couple of outs from the right-hander. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Henry Bolte, due up against Skylar Hales, the new Rough Riders pitcher. Two runs across in this seventh inning, and Midland now leads 2-1 over the Rough Riders. Hales inherits Malone at second. He looks back that way, deals home. Slider cracked down the left field line, drops in a fair ball. Malone coasts around third, he eases home, and it's an RBI double for Bolte. Midland. That closes the line on Kelly, who allows three runs over an inning and a third. And Hales allows the inherited runner to come in to score. Daniel Susak takes his turn now. He's one for three with a double and two strikeouts. First pitch, fouled away to the right side, 0-1. The Rough Riders offense has just not been able to get it done so far in the first two games of this series. Dane Acker, fantastic once again for the Rough Riders on the starting side. Five shutout innings with eight strikeouts. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Susak fouls it away to the right side, 0-2. But Frisco now trailing 3-1. They're going to have some work to do against this bullpen that's been the best in all minor league baseball. 0-2, ground ball the opposite way, down the right field line, a fair ball. Bolte around third, he comes home to score. Susak on to second, and it's dropped at second. The throw from Miesis was a perfect throw, would have gotten him, but Acosta dropped the ball and couldn't lay the tag down. And it's three consecutive doubles, all of them driving in runs. It's 4-1 Midland. Three consecutive RBI doubles. Two-run double by Brennan Malone. RBI double Henry Bolte. RBI double Daniel Susak. Here's Jack Winkler. The first pitch is outside, 1-0. And Jack Winkler leads the Texas League in doubles this year. Four runs across in this bottom of the seventh for Midland. Winkler 0 for 3 with two strikeouts tonight and a flyout. Hales the 1-0. Slider just outside. 2-0. This has been a tough one to stomach for the Riders here in the seventh inning. Hales still trying to record his first out. The 2-0. Slider for a strike outside corner. 2-1. Frisco will face that new arm out of the bullpen, Ryan Cusick, when he comes in. He seems like he's been warming up forever out in right field. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Fastball at 95 from Hales. Pinwheel the bat out towards the mound. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 3-1. Breaking ball, low and outside, ball four. So Hales allows three straight base runners coming out of the bullpen. And Jeremy Ironman is the eighth man to bat in this seventh inning. This has been a tough start to this series for the Riders. Frisco will have to come from behind late now, trailing by three runs and hoping it's just that. First pitch to Ironman. He swings and pops it up on the left side. Foul. Out of play, and it's 0-1. Ironman 0-3, coming in cold off the bench for Jordan Groshans, who left before his at-bat in the second. After making a nice play at third, he has yet to return. 0-1. And the pitch in. Breaking ball for a strike. Outside corner, 0-2. Since Hales has come in, it's been double-double walk. Here's the right-hander's stretch in the 0-2. Outside. One ball and two strikes. And a little bit of milling about in the Rough Riders bullpen. Nobody throwing quite yet. Hoping Hales can finish off this inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a fastball and blew it right by him at 96. Hales strikes out Ironman, his first strikeout, and there are two outs in the inning. And here's Angeles. Eurybio Angeles. Or Angeles, I should say. Right-handed batter with two aboard and two out. The pitch. Angeles takes outside 1-0. Missing on the first pitch slider. Angeles is 2-for-3 with a couple singles and a pop-out today. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball into right center field, sending Osuna back into the alley. He now trots in. He's under it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But the damage has been done in this seventh inning. Four runs on five hits. Four hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the top of the eighth inning. It's now 4-1. Rough Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
One Wake Forest Demon Deacon replaces another. Colin Palouche out, Ryan Cusick in. Cusick, who has spent time in AAA Las Vegas this year, also with Midland. He's been in and out of the starting rotation. 16 outings, 9 starts. He was a starter all season last year for them. 22 starts for the Rockhounds. Saw plenty of Cusick last year. 24-year-old, 6'6", 235 pounds out of Sudbury, Massachusetts. faces Cody Freeman in the first pitch. Is a foul ball back to the screen. It's 0-1. Riders trail 4-1 now here in the top of the eighth inning after that four-run bottom half of the seventh for the Rockhounds. Freeman is 1-for-2 today with a single, a walk, and a ground out back to the pitcher. 0-1. He takes on the outside corner, a strike, 0-2. Cusick this year facing Frisco for the second time. He threw one start against them back in June. He deals. It's low and outside in the dirt. It's 1-2. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned over 3 1/3 innings in a loss to the Rough Riders. And back at home, it was the only game the Rough Riders won in that 6-game series. The pitch popped up back behind home. It's out of play, and it's still 1-2. Made 2 starts against the Riders last year as well. They went very differently. Went 6 1/3 shutout innings on May 3rd against Frisco in a win, and then in a loss, allowed 5 runs over 2 innings in both of those games at home. Pitch in. Freeman takes low and outside. 2-2 in the Riders' third baseman. Cusick gave up a homer to Freiner Chavez in one of his starts last year. Deep breath by the right-hander, shoulders up and down. 2-2. Swinging a chopper out to third. Ironman backs up on it. Fields slings it on to first and gets his counterpart defensively. One away. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. Cusick was formerly a first-round pick by the Braves. Came over in the Matt Olson deal. There's Abimelech Ortiz. And hang on a minute. The umpire's coming together. Looks like Denzel Clark actually had to come off the field for some reason. He's in the dugout right now holding a towel to his face. Not really sure what's going on. Looks like he just came running off the field. Hopefully he's okay. I don't know if he got a nosebleed or what's happening, but he is obviously not in center field right now. He's in the dugout, and Gregorio Petit is talking to him. Getting tended to by the trainer, Eric Fats. It's just out of our vantage point, tucked into the dugout. It's 4-1, Rough Riders trail here in the top of the eighth inning. One out, and Abimelech Ortiz due up. It looks like it is a nosebleed, and he's getting that plugged up. Trying to make sure that he can go back out there. Looks like they got a nose plug up there. And he's going to head back out. On this dry 100-degree night. All right, he's out of the dugout and back out to center field. A couple warm-up tosses for Cusick. Ortiz 0-for-3. A couple strikeouts and a ground out today. Ortiz, in all 3 at-bats, has come up with runners in scoring position and has not been able to drive them in. So now coming up with the bases clear and one out. Riders down 4-1 in this top of the eighth inning. First pitch, inside 1-0. Ortiz now 0-for-6 in the series. 1-0 offering. Swing and a miss. Big rip by him, and it's 1-1. Max Acosta on deck for the Rough Riders if we get that far. Here's the 1-1. That's outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the other team that's chasing these Rockhounds right now, San Antonio, they're currently losing in the bottom of the sixth inning at Springfield. 2-1. It's down and in, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Elsewhere in the Texas League, Corpus Christi being shut out at home against Wichita. 3-0 that game in the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-1 pitch. Ortiz pops it up on the infield left side. The third baseman, Ironman, coming in at the grass. He makes the catch. 2 down. The Northwest Arkansas winning 4-0 at Amarillo. That game in the eighth inning. And one final, Arkansas takes down Tulsa 2-1. Max Acosta bats from the right side. 2 down in this top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders a 4-1 deficit. 4 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning for Midland tonight. The pitch. Chopper foul up the third baseline right to Kavik Amsley-Pye, the Rough Riders' third base coach and acting manager. And he jogs it over to the stands where he hands it off to a little girl in the front row. That's great. 0-1. That's up and in. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Kavika with a couple young boys himself. Back home in the Seattle area. One-one pitch home to Acosta. A fly ball the opposite way into right field, pushing Bolte back a couple steps. He's there to make the grab, and the side is retired in the eighth inning for the Riders. 3 up, 3 down. Frisco trails 4-1 into the home half of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team band replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark out of the Rough Riders bullpen in this bottom of the eighth inning, trying to hold it to a 3-run deficit as Frisco trails 4-1. Just like he did in the seventh, Caden Trinkle leads it off. Midland sent 9 to the plate in that seventh inning, scoring 4 runs on 4 hits, including 3 consecutive doubles. A drive in all the runs. First pitch to Caden Trinkle. It's a strike on the upper edge inside corner, 0-1. Clark a left-hander, so is Trinkle batting from that left side. Clark has made things a little bit more interesting than you would like in his last few appearances from the pen. The offering. It just misses away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The left-hander had a blown save his last time out against San Antonio. The Rough Riders ended up coming back and winning that game, though. The 24-year-old brings in the 1-1. Breaking ball just up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Overall, the numbers are pretty good still for Clark. A 3.34 ERA and 28 appearances with the Rough Riders. 35 innings, 37 strikeouts, but 24 walks. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss on a good pitch below the zone, the slider, and it's two balls and two strikes. Clarker went to a small high school. Didn't really know his stuff was very good. Went to Georgia State, and they didn't really have much in terms of TrackMan or anything like that. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a slider front door, and he strikes out Trinkle. One away. That brings Junior Perez to the plate. 4-1, Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth inning. And so they didn't really know how good his slider and changeup were and really weren't using him correctly in terms of his pitch location. Luckily, he's been much more effective in the minor leagues. The pitch, that's up and outside, one ball and no strikes. Last year had a 2.15 ERA. This season a 3.13 ERA in the minor leagues. A lot of strikeouts as well. 1-0. Fastball is swinging a miss. Elevated the heater at 94, and it's one ball and one strike. If he could get that command garnered in a little bit, he'd be extremely effective. 1-1. Popped up, back behind home. Hatcher giving it a look over towards the warning track, and it's into the dugout for the Rockhounds. It's one ball and two strikes. Four-one, Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Perez today 0-for-2 with a walk. He's walked three times in this series. A couple practice swings for Perez, standing outside the right-handed batter's box. Clark peers in. He's got his sign. 1-2. Got him looking. Upper edge, outside corner. Clark with a couple strikeouts with a slider, one swinging, one looking. Two down in the eighth inning for Denzel Clark. Clark walked and scored back in the seventh inning. The pitch up and outside, 1-0. 0-for-3 today. And if the Rockhounds were to win while Clark didn't pick up a hit, that is a pretty extraordinary feat, given the fact that he's been a huge part of their offense. The offering is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. They also just lost Cooper Bowman to promotion up to AAA. I mean, they've lost three really good players this year up to AAA. Here's the 1-1. That's on the inside corner, a strike, 1-2. One of them was a lot earlier this season and, in fact, never faced the Rough Riders for the Rockhounds. That was Jacob Wilson, former first-round pick. 1-2. It's inside, 2-2. Wilson at 455 in 22 games here. Got promoted and ended up in the big leagues, but after picking up a hit in his first at-bat with the A's, he hurt his hamstring running around third to score, and he's on the injured list. 2-2. Check swing and a miss. He went around for strike three. Seth Clark strikes out the side with ease in the eighth inning. Brilliant work from the left-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top nine. Riders need three to tie, four to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Midland Rockhounds as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's Shohei Tomioka, who makes his 12th career appearance against the Rough Riders. This season he's made four outings against Frisco. He's allowed three runs over 3 2/3 innings. So a chance for the Rough Riders to try and get to him here. Frisco will have 6, 7, and 8 in the order due up. Aaron Zavala, Luis Mieses, and Freiner Chavez. This season, Zavala 0 for 3 against Tomioka. Freiner Chavez has not faced him, neither has Mieses. Here's the stretch. And the offering home. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. It's into center. A base hit for Aaron Zavala. And so Zavala starts off the inning well with a base hit. 4-1 Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds. Here's Luis Mieses. Zavala had just one at-bat against Tomioka last year, went 0-for-1. So here's Mieses with his first at-bat against the right-hander. He comes ready with a cheek-high stretch in the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Mieses is 0-for-3 tonight. He needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 7 games with his first 7 games with the Rough Riders. The stretch, and the 0-1. There's a fly ball out to left field, not going to leave the yard. Perez back a couple steps. He's under it, makes the grab. One away. So it looks like Mieses' hitting streak will come to a close at 6 games, barring extra innings tonight. Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Javi, left-handed batter, as a switch hitter. Oh for one against Tomioka, the pitch. That misses down, and it's 1-0. Chavez singled back in the 7th inning, 1-for-3 tonight. Here's the right-hander's 1-0. Fouled back. It's 1-1. Infield the pole. Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game 3 of this series tomorrow. Mitch Bratt gets the start for the Rough Riders. The left-hander, his second career AA start after going 5 shutout in his first. 1-1 is a breaking ball foul to the plate. 1-2. And Chen Sheng will start on the other side, the Taiwanese starter making his second start. Here's the 1-2. Check swing and a high fastball. He didn't go. 2-2. Riders being out hit tonight 9-8 by the Rockhounds. Zavala has his lead from first. And a throw goes that way, not in time. Not sure why Tomioka's picking with a three-run lead in the ninth inning. Zavala essentially doesn't really matter. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Split finger just dying at the bottom of the zone. He strikes out Chavez, 2 outs. Tucker Mitchell bats now. Mitchell in his double-A debut has a hit. He's 1-for-3. Zavala not being held on. First pitch. Outside 1-0. Riders trailing at 4-1. If Mitchell can get aboard, Osuna on deck. Represents the tying run in the top of the order. 1-0. Mitchell swings, pops it foul on a play to the right side. 1-1. Frisco trying to avoid falling 4-1 for consecutive games. Start this series. 1-1. Mitchell takes at the bottom of the zone a strike. 1-2. In what probably could be a pretty good preview series for the first round of the playoffs this year. Tomioka readies. 1-2. Down in the dirt. There goes Zavala down to second. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Mitchell. They do mark it as a wild pitch. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Top of the ninth inning. Tomioka fires. Breaking ball, line drive into right field, right at Bolte. He's there. He makes the catch, and Midland has won the first 2 games of this series. Rockhounds win it 4-1, and the Rough Riders have fallen in consecutive games. We'll bring it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome you back to Midland. Riders fall for a second consecutive game by an exact score of 4-1 to the Rockhounds. 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Rockhounds. 1 run on 8 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. The winning pitcher tonight goes to the man who is on the mound in that seventh inning. It's Colin Palouse who picks up the win. Jackson Kelly the loss for the Rough Riders. Frisco had a 1-0 win, or 1-0 lead, I should say, in the first inning after a Max Acosta RBI single. But in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4 runs came across for Midland. 2-run double Brennan Malone gave him the lead.
And then Henry Bolte and Daniel Susak followed with RBI doubles of their own. And that made it 4-0. And the Rough Riders could not muster any other offense. As Frisco, another night with a tough night with runners in scoring position. They go just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. And they continue to struggle with that situation down this second half of the season. Rockhounds on the other side go 3-for-12, and those three hits, the three doubles, to pick up the three, or the four runs, I should say, in the seventh. So the Riders fall 4-1. We'll tell you more about what happened in the league and set up tomorrow's game as we conclude our post-game coverage next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
1 final time, we welcome you back into Midland as the Rough Riders fall 4-1 tonight to the Rockhounds. Let's take a look at the scores around the Texas League. Only one game still going on. Springfield led 5-0 at one point over San Antonio, and the Missions have come back to make it a 5-4 game, a game in the seventh inning. Elsewhere, all finals in the Texas League. Arkansas beats Tulsa 2-1. Corpus Christi shut out at home against Wichita 3-0. And Amarillo shut out at home also. Northwest Arkansas beats them 4-0. In terms of the Rangers affiliates, the Texas Rangers, they fall to the Astros at the Major League level 6-4 today. And they lose 2-of-3 in that series against the Houston Astros. So they now trail them by 5.5 games. The Mariners are just underway as they're tied atop the American League West now with the Astros, though that won't last the night. They'll either be up by half a game or down by half a game, depending on if they beat the Detroit Tigers tonight or not at home. And the AAA level, the Round Rock Express playing Oklahoma City, the Dodger affiliate, they trail 8-1 that game in the bottom of the seventh inning. High A Hickory, a 9-8 win over Aberdeen at home. And some big news in terms of prospects for the Texas Rangers organization. It was a first career minor league hit today for Malcolm Moore, the first round pick by the Rangers this year. The catcher going 1-for-4 with an RBI in that 9-8 win for the Crawdads at the High A level. And down east in Myrtle Beach, they were postponed due to inclement weather in Kinston at Granger Stadium. So they'll play a doubleheader against the Pelicans tomorrow, the Cubs affiliate at the low A level. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds, they'll play game three of this six-game series. The Rough Riders will turn to left-hander Mitch Bratt on the hill, his second career double-A start. He's 1-0 with a 0 ERA after going 5 shutout innings in his first start against San Antonio. Chen Zhuang will go on the other side, the Taiwanese starter for the Midland Rockhounds. That game at 6:30 tomorrow night, and we'll be on the air at 6:15. Hope you can join us then, but that's going to do it for us tonight here in Midland. The Rough Riders fall 4-1 to the Rockhounds. And we hope you can join us tomorrow for Game 3 of this six-game series. We'll talk to you at 6:15 tomorrow for the pregame show. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com.
Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!